I think Comrade Rugari Gumbo did make an announcement that we are going to hold elections immediately after the referendum or after our independence celebrations in preparation for the coming elections. The delay that has taken place so far has been caused by the fact that the date for elections had not been declared. And normally what we do in the party is that we call for primary elections a month or so, just around a month before the elections are held, so that you don't disturb the sitting MPs in carrying out their responsibilities, whether they are councillors or they are members of parliament. So normally that's what happens.
Mr. Mangongera, for your party, the MDC, we also have heard issues in terms of timelines in regards to primaries, as some are saying that they feel they may not have enough time between primaries and elections. What would you say as the MDC stands on this issue?
Well, I mean, it depends. I think it depends on what time frame those people have in mind, because as far as the MDC is concerned, we are not looking at the 29th of June as the date of an election in Zimbabwe. Our thinking is that there are certain fundamental processes that have to be undertaken before we can talk about an election. The inception of the new constitution, for instance.
But would you say that as a party, as the MDC, if the elections are called in a very recent time, that the party will be prepared to have these primaries?
Well, the party is prepared to have these primaries. But I can tell you that the position of the party is that we are not going to be stampeded into an election that the country is not ready for. And we know that according to the GPA, the date of an election is supposed to be set after consultation between the key players, and that means the GPA principals themselves.
Honorable Gumbo, your take on the issue of a timeline between party primaries and national elections?
Look, my dear, I've already stated that normally primary elections in our party are declared when a date for elections has been called. So as far as you are concerned, and from what I know as a member of ZANU-PF, I cannot myself talk about a date of the elections, whether it's the 29th of June or it can be later or early. I don't know about that. As far as I know, that is the prerogative of the president. And if the president announces that elections are going to be held, I think he will have done all the processes that are required, whether he's meeting with the prime minister and deputy prime minister and the leader of the other political party. That's not for us to talk about. That's for those who have been given that responsibility to call for those elections. So I will not comment on that. All I can say to you is that the policy of our party is that we normally go for primary elections when a date for elections has been set. So I can also state here, and probably in a way agree with Mr. Mangongera, that the primary elections, when they are called, no one is being shortchanged. But Shona, they say, Momba, Ekoreri Pashowa. So anybody who might have been wishing to be involved in, you know, in these primary elections, because his intention or her intentions were to stand as a parliamentarian, has had a long time and enough time to campaign.
Honorable, but when we speak of the issue of primaries, some aspiring candidates are saying they are unable to contest current sitting MPs. Can you speak on that issue?
I don't know. I don't know where that is coming from, because as far as I know, whether it is ZANU-PF or MDC, what I have known is that you know, those aspiring candidates have not been barred from contesting, because the primary elections have not been held, particularly in our party.
Mr. Mangongera, the same question to you.
Well, I think that in terms of internal democratic processes and the requirements that we have set out in terms of people participating in these elections, I think that it's been a fair and open process. I think that candidates have been given an opportunity. Of course, we are saying sitting MPs will go through a confirmation process, which is essentially a primary election. So I think that on that score, we are very clear, and we are happy that we don't have some of the problems that other political parties are having. I know that in ZANU-PF, for instance, the biggest issue at the moment is what's going to happen between the old guard and the so-called young pair. We have got people that have been in parliament for the past 33 years. since the inception of this parliament, post-colonial parliament, and since 1980, some people have been members of parliament. And because ZANU-PF is a party that's now undergoing a lot of dynamics in terms of leadership renewal, or at least demands for leadership renewal. We know that some of these young Turks, you know, the likes of Superman Luanzira, Philip Chiangwa, and so on and so forth, but we know some are even in the CIO, some are in the police, and some of the state organs. They are now vying for some of these parliamentary seats.
Honorable Gumbo, your last word in response.
My last words on this one would, you know, be simply that ZANU-PF has got its own policy of electing members and fusion. We fuse the old guard and the new guard. And Mr. Mangongera has said that MDC is a new political party and a young political party. Naturally, a young political party will have its young people in the political party. But I think he's also aware that there are many people in that new party who are very, very old and older than many ZANU-PF MPs. And also that ZANU-PF has got very young people, you know, and younger than some of the members of parliament from MDCT. So that question is actually outside the discussion. And the fact that you have been 30 years in power, that really shows that, you know, or it shows Mr. Mangongera that while matures with age.
Mr. Mangongera, your last word.
Well, I mean, I agree that, you know, wine gets better with age, as the Honorable is saying. But I think that in our case, we now have a serious case of very old and dead wood that's purporting to be in leadership.